So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, August 8th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Epoxy Pro, one of our new sponsors that we're really excited about. John Davis, the owner of Magawater, started this business 38 years ago. This was his primary business when he got out of the military. Commercial painting. Well, he developed a pure epoxy flooring covering that is applied to your concrete and it's absorbed into the concrete. If you got cracks, they fill the cracks, they level the floor, they make sure it's perfect, they clean it, they use a special cleaner to prepare it for the epoxy. Once the epoxy covering is spread out, it's absolutely absorbed into the pores of the concrete once and done. One and done application of Epoxy Pro, your concrete floors are sealed permanently and forever. Whether it's your basement, your garage, a barn and minium, whatever you have, you need to get Epoxy Pro on your floors. You will absolutely love it. Concrete dust, gone. You spill some dirt, mud, whatever, no problem. Hose it down with a hose. Use a squeegee on it. It dries in 5 minutes. It's a gorgeous floor covering. You got to get it today. You can do it yourself, save some money, or you can have it professionally installed. The website is epoxypro.com. If you want the information, the link to the website and the phone number, text me EP for Epoxy Pro, EP, and I'll send you the information. 92% of local tax bonds proposals that were on our ballots this past Tuesday passed for local governments in 83 counties across the state of Michigan. $1.3 billion of the more than $1.65 billion in property tax and bonding issues on local ballots were approved by voters during the August 6th primary. In all, 92% of the 1,010 money-related local proposals passed. Now, folks, this is exactly a perfect example of Act My Tax ballot proposal that Carla Wagner was trying to get on the ballot for this November. She failed. She's going to continue trying to gather more signatures and get it on the ballot next time. Get rid of your taxes on your house. And if you want to spend money on things in your community, do a ballot proposal or a bond issue locally in your own community. But stop sending money to Lansing for them to dribble a little bit back to us in revenue sharing. Especially eliminate the potential for the government to be able to foreclose on your property because you simply don't pay your property taxes. Take control of your home back from the government and fund what you want at the local level. Well, we're going to get into some of those examples here in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Talking about bonds and millages, property tax increases passing at 92% on Tuesday. 519 millage renewals, of which 97% of those passed. The largest one was, listen to this, $27.5 million for the Kent District Library, the local county public library. 257 Headley Amendment restorations, 95% of those passed. The largest was $14.6 million to restore public transportation in Flint, Genesee County area. 169 millage increases, 87% passed, with the biggest one coming to Saginaw County, $12.4 million for roads. Of the 242 local road ballot issues, 81% passed. Six were renewals, three restorations, and 10 increases. County Road Association of Michigan CEO Denise Donahue said Michigan residents made it clear that better roads are a priority for their communities, especially at this time with less gas being sold over the last 25 years due to increased vehicle fuel efficiencies. County road agencies appreciate voters showing their support for roads at the ballot box. See, this is one component that I advised Carla Wagner on over a year ago. We met up in St. Ignace after an event. We went out to dinner together. Mexican restaurant up there in Sault Ste. Marie, while eating salsa and chips with her, a little guacamole, I told her point blank, put in your ballot proposal the elimination of MDOT. Shut it down. Take the $8.6 billion that MDOT mismanages, does not properly use, and give it to the local county road commissions. Let the county road commissions compete for who has the best roads in the state of Michigan. You got 83 counties. Divide the money up based on population, based on license plate registrations, how many vehicles are actually registered in your county, and give them a percentage of the pie. It's that simple. You give them the pie, you give them the money, and let them fix the roads locally. Sell off all of MDOT's equipment. Have an auction. Invite all the local county road commissions to come and bid on the equipment. Get rid of the five airplanes that they got in a hangar in Ingham County Airport. Fix the roads locally. Based on the way we voted on these millages, folks, on these bonds, is exactly what they want to do. She even said it. The CEO of the County Road Association of Michigan, Michigan residents made it clear that better roads are a priority for their communities. I explained to Carla, you're wanting to eliminate property taxes. Property taxes are against your home or your business property that you own. Got a very simple question for you, Carla. How do you get to your house? How do you get to your house? Well, you drive a vehicle on a road to get to your driveway. Exactly. So if you eliminate property taxes and you eliminate MDOT as part of getting rid of the property taxes, you allow competition from local road builders to work in concert with the local county road commission. If the local county road commission doesn't have the equipment, they don't have the manpower, you've got local companies that build roads all the time. Elmer's down in Traverse City. Have you guys been to downtown Traverse City lately? If you haven't, you need to go down there. They completely redid Grandview Parkway. You know where the senior citizens' little dance hall is? The Maritime Academy? The open space? The marina? Right there on the bay in Traverse City where the Cherry Festival is every single year. All that pavement, all those roads have been completely redone. You know who did it? It wasn't MDOT. No. It was done locally by Elmer's in Traverse City. They rerouted traffic, completely shut it down, tore it up, put in some new sewer lines, water lines, electricity, internet, did all kinds of improvement, underground infrastructure, and repaved the whole thing. It's absolutely beautiful now. They're going to finish the second portion, second phase of it, later after this summer. They're going to start it right after Labor Day. Absolutely the way it needs to be done. If Carla Wagner would have presented on the ballot petition to eliminate MDOT and to give that money to the local county road commissions, I think she would have had financial support from Elmer's, John Carlo down in Macomb County, all these other local road builders. They would have given her enough money to pay circulators or pay us to get the signatures. She would have had enough signatures. It would have been on the ballot. It would have passed easily. Do you know the average homeowner property tax on a single-family residential home in the city of Detroit with a median average price right now of $147,000 per year, pay $5,172 in property taxes? That's the median property tax on a single-family home in Detroit. Over $5,000 a year. Are you kidding me? Those people would have voted to eliminate property taxes in a heartbeat. We would have voted to get rid of our property taxes. Well, how are you going to fund the schools? How are you going to fund local government, police, fire? How are you going to fix the roads? It's very simple. You eliminate MDOT. That budget goes back to the local county road commissions and what you need to run your local government. You pay for it with local millages. Stop sending the money to Lansing. Stop getting dribbles of revenue sharing. You need to build a library in your community? Put it on the ballot and vote to fund it. If the majority of the people who own property and want to divert those tax savings from not having to pay property taxes, you might be willing to pay $500 or $1,000 a year to fund some roads or to fund a library, whatever you need. Your local county sheriff needs money? Put it on the ballot. Let the sheriff come and sell it to the people why he needs more money from them, since you're not paying property taxes no more. Instead of paying $6,000 a year in property taxes, I'd much rather be paying local millages to fund what I believe needs to be done here in our township, here in our county. Is it complicated? Yeah, it takes a calculator. It takes a brain. Yeah, you got to figure it out, but it can be done. How do you get to your house, Carla? Well, you drive on a road to get to your driveway. Exactly. Had she made the roads part of Axe My Tax, she would have had the money to fund the signature drive, this would have been done. It would have been on the ballot this year. She didn't listen. Maybe she'll listen now. I plan to reach out to her and see if she's willing to eliminate MDOT. Because let's face it, folks, MDOT is completely mismanaged. Too much high-paid management at the top, not enough workers with shovels down in the holes. Mismanaged, big bureaucratic agency that needs to be eliminated in the state of Michigan. If I was the governor of Michigan, I would make that my number one priority. Eliminate their budget and go into revenue sharing to the local county road commissions. Let them have the money. You guys fix your roads at the local level. Any road that's in your county, Crawford County, Otsego County, Mackinac County, you guys got I-75 in your county? Fix it. You can get federal dollars from Washington to fix an interstate. This isn't rocket science. Dave Ageman figured it out years ago when he was chair of transportation. This bureaucratic, overmanaged, wasteful bureaucratic agencies in the state of Michigan, folks, need to die and go away. And we can do it. If you push the next governor of the state of Michigan to make this a priority, Carla Wagner needs to listen to me. Now that we're beyond Vicky's campaign for Antrim County Clerk, now I have time to talk to her. We'll see what she changes going forward in Axe My Tax. But it's got to be done. It absolutely has got to be done. You need to shake up Lansing. You need to figure out a better formula, and you need to do it locally. Local control is absolutely the way to go. Now that we're heading into the weekend, many of us, our biological clocks are set to get up to go to work to start your day. 6:30, 5:30, 7 o'clock, whatever it is. We have a show on Sundays that you don't know a lot about that I want to make you aware of. It's called The Flatline. Rick Hughes Ministries out of Alabama. Common Sense Christian. 10 principles to live your life by right out of the Bible. It's called The Flatline, F-L-O-T, Flatline. We have this show on this station, 7:30 to 8 every Sunday. If you're used to getting up, check it out this Sunday, 7:30 to 8. Text me and let me know what you think about the show. He offers to mail you out packages of information, books he's written, literature that he has written, great conversation starters for meetings for Stand Up Michigan groups or party groups, homeschooler moms, whatever you guys do as a group, you can get free information to stimulate conversations at your organization's meetings. Flatline, 7:30 to 8 on Sundays with Rick Hughes. Check it out this Sunday. Text me and let me know what you think. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, former Michigan...